Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. It's Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V, Chicago, Illinois. Today is the seventh Sunday of Easter, 16th, 2026. And our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. John, where John writes, Jesus raised his eyes to heaven and said, Father, the hour has come. Give glory to your Son, so that your Son may glorify you. Just as you gave him authority over all people, so that your Son may give eternal life to all you gave him. There are moments in life when time seems to gather itself into a single instant, an hour that changes everything, a diagnosis, a farewell, a decision that cannot be undone. We often approach such hours with fear, or at least with trembling uncertainty. In today's Gospel from St. John, Jesus names his own hour. Father, he says, Father, the hour has come. But what is striking is not that the hour has arrived, it is how Jesus receives it. He does not shrink back. He does not bargain for escape. Instead, he lifts his eyes to heaven and entrusts himself to the Father. This is not merely the hour of suffering, it is the hour of glory. When we hear the word glory, we often think of triumph, recognition, or success. Jesus speaks of glory on the eve of his passion, the cross, so humiliating, so brutal. It's for him the place where God's love is most fully revealed. Jesus asks, Give glory to your Son, so that your glory may glorify you. This is not self-seeking. It is the complete transparency of love. The Son desires only that the Father be known, that the Father's love be seen, that the Father's life be shared. Glory, in the language of Jesus, it's not about being admired. It's about revealing who God truly is, a communion of self-giving love. Then Jesus says something that should stop us. He's been given authority to give eternal life to all you gave them. We often think of eternal life as something that begins after death. But in this prayer, eternal life is already given. It is not simply endless duration. It is a relationship. Just as a few verses later, Jesus will say that eternal life is to know the Father and the one he has sent. Eternal life begins allow ourselves to be drawn into that relationship of love. It begins when we trust instead of control, forgive instead of harden, turn our gaze, even briefly, towards heaven. There was once an elderly man in a parish who had lost his wife after many years of marriage. For months he came to daily Mass, sitting in the same pew, silent and still. One morning after Mass, someone asked him how he was holding up. He paused for a long time before answering. This is my hour, he said quietly. I didn't choose it. I don't understand it, decided I'm going to live it with God, not without Him. There was no dramatic transformation. His grief did not vanish, but something had shifted. His suffering had become a place of encounter, not isolation. In time, people began to notice a gentle peace about him, because his pain was gone, because it had been offered. His hour, like the hour of Jesus, had become a place where love could be revealed. Jesus raised his eyes to heaven. This small gesture matters. In the midst of what is coming, Jesus looks up. He remains rooted in the Father. We, too, have our hours, moments when we would not have chosen. The invitation of this gospel is not to deny them, but to live them differently. What if instead of being consumed by them, we lifted our eyes within them? What if we dared to believe that even now God's glory could be revealed, not in spite of our struggles, but through them? This passage comes from what is often called the high priestly prayer of Jesus, a moment when he prays not only for himself, but for his disciples, for all who will believe. That means, of course, that he is praying for us, too. He is praying that we might share in his life, his love, his relationship with the Father. He is not praying that our lives too might become places where God's glory shines, not through perfection, through surrender. Let us pray. Father, quiet and hidden hours of our lives, when we do not understand what is unfolding, teach us to lift our eyes to you. Draw us into the prayer of your Son, that we might trust in your love, even when the path leads through the cross. Give us the grace to receive our lives as a gift, and to offer them back to you, so that your glory may be revealed in us. Grant us the beginning of eternal life even now, to know you, to love you, and to remain within you, we pray through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to share it with others and return here each day when we break open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our lives. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.